Welcome to the Rebel Alliance Briefinger. Please visit our website, https://rabr.kaileojohansen.us. There you can find links to send us feedback, connect to us on social media, or instructions on how to load the podcast onto your device. I'm Kyle John Johansson. This is Andrew Scott Sutton. And Rick Ross Bosley.
There he is.
It's time to talk Star Wars.
Star Wars. Yay. I was talking to you earlier about my vehicle, Rick. Before I came in also, I was able to load the podcast onto my vehicle so I can... It has Spotify on it, so I logged into Spotify, and now I can listen to the podcast on my vehicle whenever I want to.
Sweet.
Which is kind of cool. And that's interesting too. We were just talking about cell phone signal. So it has a built-in Wi-Fi hotspot. That's free. I don't have to pay for any of it. Up to 8 devices can connect to it.
That's cool.
On AT&T. Yeah. And I asked him like 4 or 5 times. I'm like, am I going to get a bill for this? I mean, do I have to pay? You know, no, it's all free. I'm like, okay.
Really?
Whatever. I'm gonna take advantage of it. All right, so let's get back into it. Today we're reviewing Star Wars The Bad Batch Season 3. Can you see the 3? Oh, that's the 2. That's 3. Episode 11. 10 plus 1 is 11. Point of no return. Point of no return. Kind of like we hinted at before. I'm not sure that the title kind of lines up with the episode, but we'll see here in a little bit. We're going to do a Funko Pop unboxing, and we're going to recap the episode and then discuss it a little bit and see what we think about it. So yeah, so here we go. We're going to do an unboxing. So let me push this button one more time.
Now we have a special treat. It's unboxings.
All right. Now I got to switch my screen to this. Share. You can see it now. Here we go. All right. We're going to do an unboxing. Let's see. All right. You ready? Here we go. Unboxing.
What?
Cut it open. This is so exciting. Oh my gosh. So exciting. Wait, cut it. Cut it. Cut it. Oh, get it there. Oh, I got the tape. All right, be careful. Uh-oh, it's wrapped in paper.
That's wrapped.
Look on this side.
I didn't know we had wrappers at Star Wars.
What is it? Oh, my goodness. Get this box out of my way. It's the Grand Inquisitor. Number 631. Look at that.
Ooh. That's scary.
Right, here's a side view.
Oh.
He's a lightsaber thingy. 631. Look, there's the back again. We got the Grand Inquisitor. There's Ned. There's young Skywalker. Let's try this side.
Ooh.
There's little headphones on there. We don't know what those are, like program things or something. I don't know. There's our Grand Inquisitor unboxing. Yeah.
That's the Bluetooth.
Yeah, it's his Bluetooth setup. Yeah.
That's his direct line to Vader.
Exactly. That was pretty exciting too. That was a good one. That was Inquisitor. Those are fun ones. Yeah. I think, a spoiler for later, I think, you know, I might have a Cad Bane bobblehead that can be unboxed. We saw him in our last episode, but and I thought about doing the unboxing for him, but I was like, nah, let's just make him wait.
That's kind of badass.
Yeah, it is. All right, so spoiled you already. We're going to spoil you about this episode. We're going to talk all about it, and you need to watch the actual episode before you listen any further.
Yep.
We're going to give you everything.
Don't do it. Watch the episode.
That's right. So this episode, our director was Nathan Villanova. The writer was Amanda Rose Munoz, same as episode before. And the editor was Matt Mitchovitz, of course, the same as before, too. And then we had the musical score by Kevin Kinner, Sean Kinner, and Deanna Kinner, the Kinner clan. In this episode, we had some Clone Force 99, so that's good. And it was had a little more action in it too. Wasn't you know, boring lab stuff. We had D. Bradley Baker playing quite a few roles again. He played Hunter, Wrecker, Batcher, Crosshair, some clone troopers, Commander Scorch, and the clone X trooper. The CX number 2, I think, is what he was. And, sorry. And we had Omega this time. And Omega, and then Michelle Ang played her. And she also played a villager. And we saw AZ 3, the robot that is Omega's buddy. And we had an Imperial pilot, also played by Ben Diskin. So AZ-3 and this Imperial pilot played by Ben Diskin. There was Lana Hazard and Miss Gaia, played by Andy Alo. And then we saw the, remember those child clones that we saw a few episodes back? Mm-hmm. We saw a couple of those, and the only one that spoke was Mox.
Yeah.
And he's played by Daniel Logan, which I said before is the kid that played Boba Fett back in the prequels. He's now in his 20s, I think, anyway. But there was also someone named Ollie and a Stormtrooper number 1 played by Matt Lanter. And then we had Fee Genoa. She was hinted at in the last episode, but we never saw her. Played by Wanda Sykes.
Yep.
And then we had Shep Hazard, the mayor of the island that we're on. He was also the same person played as Stormtrooper number 2. That person would be Emira Williams. And that was a mouthful, so I'm going to play a commercial real quick.
There were a lot of characters.
And your next trip to Tatooine? Well, come on down to Pelly's Mod and Repair Shop, where our droids will spruce up your wagon. We'll service just about anything from Starfighter Corellian Y-1300 Freighter to a Vespa hovering scooter. If we don't have the part, we can get it. If you qualify for our special program, we'll provide you with any part our Jawas can get. Well, that's right. Come on down to Pelly's Mod and Repair Shop, where we can store fuel and upgrade your vessel. We're located at Tatooine's Mos Eisley Spaceport, Hangar 35.
35, which is about 6 doors down from Wan's and across the street from Aeron's.
Wan's.
Just so you know. So again, this was Bad Batch Season 3, Episode 11, Point of No Return. It also aired on April 3rd. And this one that registered as 24 minutes instead of 25. And it was at the same timeline in Star Wars, 18 before the Battle of Yavin, which is when the first Death Star blew up. And that means it's time to grab your favorite beverage. Pull up your chair and join us in the Rebel Alliance briefing room.
My beverage is about gone.
Yeah. Mine is halfway, and it's a coffee. I don't know if you can recognize that, but that's Dutch Brothers.
Yeah.
And I got a called a nitro, and it's ooh, it's strong. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to drink it all.
What'd you get? I've never been to the Dutch Brothers one.
Yeah, it's called a nitro cold brew is what it's called.
Cold brew.
Yeah, coffee. I just like usually iced coffee. I don't get anything fancy.
Yeah.
So our episode starts off with Fee Genoa landing her starship Providence on a lunar base, in a on a moon. She reminds her power droid Mel 221 about the importance of following orders, including crawling through corrosive green goo. Gross. She promises to repair her the last time on Andro Prime and Sarka Nal, while Genoa instructs the droid named Ollie to refuel her ship. The clone assassin CX2 sneaks aboard her ship. Dun, dun, dun. Where did he come
What?
from anyway? He just came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
He snuck on the ship while she was inside. I don't know what, making a phone call? That's what it looked like. She's talking to
Yeah.
somebody, right?
Like, yeah, like she just stopped by to get it filled up and boom.
Yeah.
He put his.
While Genoa and Mel visit the refueling station shop. Oh, so she was shopping. That's what it was. CX2 inserts a computer spike into the navigation computer, which initially triggers an alarm. Uh-oh. The droid fueling thinks it's something that he did. So he thinks he caused some a problem, and he unhooks the fueling and kind of looks around and I don't know why I don't do it. And he plugs it
Got it.
all back in, and everything is back to normal. The alarms stop and all that. CX2 extracts the data and makes his way out of the ship while Mel undergoes refueling beneath the Providence. Genoa senses movement and is distracted by Ollie. Ollie says something to her or something. He tells her her bill is 1600 credits. That's what it was.
Yeah,
That's
that's
a
what it
lot.
was. He was calculating how much it was costing. Well, you know, gas is
Ding,
going up, so
ding, ding. Yeah, that's how much it cost
it's
each time it, you remember the old pumps that dinged every time they went around. Ding, ding. That's
should have
money.
went to Bucky. Should have went to
Yeah.
Bucky's at a big creeper.
Exactly.
Or Wawa.
Genoa pays the bill and checks her starship, but CX2 has already hidden behind a crate. He's out
He's
of
out of
there.
that. Out of there.
Once Genoa's starship has departed, CX2 returns to his starship and decrypts the data from Genoa's Navi computer. He then contacts Clone Commander Scorch, again with the Scorch guy. What's up? Telling him that Cid's data was right and that he managed to track down Genoa and access her computer. He decrypts the data, and CX2 found that Genoa frequently visited a certain planet, which he's going to investigate. Uh-oh. Duh-uh-uh.
Guess Ventress
Scorch
went
tells.
wrong. They
Yeah.
were not hidden.
We're not hidden. Scorch tells CX2 to send him the coordinates and says he will send a division on standby once they have confirmation of the target. A division, that's a lot.
That's a
That's a
lot.
whole mess of troopers. CX2 sets his course to the planet of Pabu. No, not there. And we see Pabu, and the Bad Batch are loading supplies aboard the Marauder. Hunter tasks Wrecker with loading the ship while he and Crosshair head to town for some rations. Wrecker asks him to bring back two ice cream cones. Please? I like the ice cream. In Upper Pabu, the former
One
clone cadets Mox, Deck, and Stack have ice cream cones. Lanya Hazard serves Batcher an ice cream cone also. So the little dog gets an ice cream cone too. He gets a pup cup. Up, go.
Donkey
They
was
have
going to get
those.
the second one. That
They
was
have
for
those
Donkey.
at Sonic. You get pup cups.
Pup cups, yes.
They give them a little cup with a whipped cream in it, usually. Sometimes, if they're nice, they'll actually put ice cream in it. It's usually whipped cream.
They
Lana
charge
is sad for her friend Omega because she has to leave. She's crying. Omega
the
is sad because she has to leave Pabu also, but Hunter thinks that it will be safer for them. As a farewell present, Omega gifts Tex broken glasses, goggles to Lana. That was pretty sad too. She put some, she says, I want something here to come back to. It'll be a major reminder of him. And they're all, the glasses are all broken up and stuff, you know, as they recovered him off the ground. It's sad.
Which is an interesting thing that we can talk about later. Because how do they recover those?
Well, we saw him.
He
Well,
fell.
I guess they never did show a scene where they were down on the ground recovering him,
Yeah.
but they've had him before because they pulled some data off of him, if you remember in a previous episode.
Yeah. So, but interesting. Well, we'll come back. We'll circle back
Yeah,
to that.
we'll come back to it.
Circle back.
Okay, so Lana promises to hold onto the goggles until Omega and her guardians return. Omega hopes to return to Babu one day, regarding it as a home. She had fun there. She likes everybody. Meanwhile, Wrecker grumbles about the large amount of kit and jokes to Gonki about it, about
Okay.
leaving him behind and stuff because he takes up too much room.
Too heavy.
Unknown to them, the Marauder sensors beacons begin ringing. They didn't hear it for some reason. And
Danger, Will Robertson. Danger.
that means that CX2 is approaching Pabu Island, and he hides his ship, you know, somewhere off in the distance in a cave or something, right?
Yeah, it was like the same
What's it?
place that Ventress came, put her ship.
Something close to it, but what's the deal with all these caves anyway, right? So they, if they're not on the island, there's a bunch of caves close by. Whatever. Inside a cove in the upper Pabu, Hunter senses something is afoot, and radios for Omega to leave. Get ready to leave already.
His
He's got that
spidey
sixth
senses.
sense, you know.
His spidey senses start tingling.
Exactly. So we see CX2 climb the Archeum, where he sights Omega walking with Lana. That's that area on the island that's got the high tower on it. So he's up there, so he can see has a better point of view. CX2 contacts Scorch, confirming he has sighted the target. I've seen her. She's here and alive. Scorch orders him to prevent Omega from escape, but warns him that the target must be recovered and unharmed. Don't hurt her. We need her badly. She has to be
She's safe.
alive. He says, don't repeat your mistakes. If the other clones get in his way, Scorch orders CX2 to eliminate all of them. All right. Shepard and Lina bid the Bad Batch and Omega farewell. Later, CX2 uses a long-range blaster to fire several time-rigged explosions into the hull of the Marauder. So he throws a couple remote bombs or whatever.
Sticky bombs.
Wrecker spots an explosive and grabs Gonki out of harm's way before it explodes. They basically fall off the dock into the water, right?
Pretty
This first explosion triggers a series of explosions that destroy the Marauder. It's destroyed. That's bad. How are they going to escape? The Bad Batch and several locals gathered at the site of the explosion on the waterfront. Omega tends to Wrecker while Hunter gets Mox and Stax to evacuate Wrecker to Shep's home for treatment. Because they can't wake him up. He gets him out and they can't wake him up. He's like, hey, what's up? I don't know. Hunter gets Dake and AZ-3 to treat Wrecker. So the medical droid's going to retreat. Crosshair points out that they have been compromised. And they see suddenly a Ventress class Star Destroyer appear above the top of the island. It arrives, and they hear some crackling noise like a lightning or something, and all of a sudden it's there. The locals begin to panic and start to scream and run about. LAT gunships land clone commandos and TK stormtroopers who begin marching through town. CX2 issues orders for the troops to cut off all escape routes and destroy skiffs and ships. The LAT gunships begin destroying parked skiffs and boats. Pshoom, pshoom. Making wreaking havoc throughout the town, man. They don't care. Watching the destruction, Omega begins to blame herself. Hunter reassures her that it is the Empire's fault and tells her to stay focused. It's not your fault. It's the Empire. They're trying to come after you. They're the ones destroying things. Crosshair says the Empire is blocking their escape. And for some reason, their comms are blocked too, so they can't communicate. He proposes stealing one of their gunships so they can contact Echo. Hunter says he will handle it while the two of them head to Shep's home. I guess to see Wrecker.
Catch Wrecker, yeah.
Make sure he's okay, not dead, right? Because we don't know at this point if he's alive or not. Can't wake him up, that's all we know. Meanwhile, CX2 orders the stormtroopers to search every domicile for Omega. We're not leaving here without her. Mayor Shep Hazard confronts CX2 for the unprovoked Imperial attack on his village and people. The hell are you doing? I mean, what are you doing, Mayor, buddy?
Well, we're peaceful people.
Yeah.
You destroyed our ships.
I'm the mayor here, my people. When CX2 explains they're searching for a fugitive, Omega, and displays a hologram, Shep condemns the destruction of their docks and fishing skiffs, which the locals depend upon. How are they going to get fish anymore? We're going to starve. CX2 disagrees, saying that he only cut off their means to escape, warning that he can do much worse. I can destroy it all, dang it. I got the power. CX2 says he knows the girl's here and warns that the island will burn unless they turn her in. He's going to burn it down like the roof is on fire. Two stormtroopers restrain Shep because he wants to hurt CX2. He's like, I don't like you. While Crosshair and Omega and Batcher hide in a stairwell, a group of stormtroopers mishandle a couple protesting a search of their home. Batcher attacks the stormtrooper who chases her. Crosshair reassures Omega that Batcher can handle herself, so she's not going to go run after her. The two seek shelter with Lana and AZ3. Lana, who is frightened, has Omega comforting her. AZ reports that Wrecker is unconscious and his vitals are stable. So that's good. We know he's alive. Yep. And then we hear Wrecker groan a little bit. He's having a bad dream or something. Somebody's attacking. He's having a dream about stormtroopers attacking. Outside, more stormtroopers search more homes and terrorize the locals. Meanwhile, Hunter ambushes a stormtrooper in the market and breaks his neck. Ooh, ow. That's brutal. A LAT gunship lands nearby. After the troops have dispersed, he fights the sentry and uses a crate to jump aboard the gunship. After Hunter throws off two troops, the pilot spins the aircraft in an attempt to expel him. He's trying to knock him out. Hunter grabs onto the ropes above. Omega and Crosshair watch Hunter struggle. After the pilot reports his gunship is being compromised, CX2 shoots him through the neck, killing him, causing the gunship to crash into the sea. He's dead as a doornail. Hunter jumps before the gunship sinks into the sea. Crosshair spots Hunter swimming ashore in his binoculars. Micro binoculars. With stormtroopers converging on Hazard's home, Omega and Crosshair discuss what they're going to do next. What are we going to do? I feel so bad. It's all my fault. All that stuff. While Omega discusses what's next, Hunter wants to stick to the plan, and Omega says that the Empire knows that they're here and won't stop until they capture her. Omega proposes that she surrender. What? And be taken to Tanis. So they're trying to trick him somehow. And they want to transmit the coordinates so they can get her. So she says that she will keep her comms on her. Omega tells Crosshair that this is their chance to find the coordinates to Tanis base and rescue the rest of their clone brethren. Crosshair thinks it won't work, prompting Omega to suggest shooting a temporary tracker onto the Imperial ship as they take her away. Crosshair thinks the plan is unviable, but Omega urges him to focus on the bigger mission. Later, Imperial troopers have rounded up several civilians and prepare to torch a building. Set it on fire. Gonna burn it down. Omega tells them to stop. Hey, stop. I'm surrendering. CX2 orders his stormtroopers and clone commanders to remain alert since a third clone is still at large. Which one is missing? Who could it be? Oh, maybe it's Hunter. Omega approaches CX2, telling him to take care of her and leave the people of Pabu alone because they are innocent. It's me you're after, ding it. CX2 handcuffs her and orders her to be scanned for tracking devices. He tells her that she shouldn't have come to Babu, and he confiscates her comm link, her wrist thing. Crosshair dodges a couple patrolling stormtroopers while Hunter wades ashore. He encounters Batcher on the beach and strokes him. Hunter does. Omega walks through the burning docks with her captors. Crosshair summons his ship and marches up the gangplank. Okay. CX2 summons his ship and he walks up the gangplank. Crosshair attempts to fire a homing beacon onto the ship, but is spotted by stormtroopers. He fights with them with his firearms in hand-to-hand combat. Doom, 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 doom. He's beating them up. Bonk. Oops, I showed you my cell phone. Crosshair fires a homing beacon at the last minute, but it misses and crashes into the sea. Darn it. How are they going to track her now? Comlink's gone and the homing beacon's gone. Crosshair watches in defeat. He's like, oh, my hand is just, it's my fault. I got this hand problem. CX2 reports that he's acquired his target while Omega meditates as they jump into hyperspace. She's like, and I'm like, why is she meditating? Is she gonna escape of the force or something? I'm sure we'll see something, but
She's sending something to Ventress.
it could be. That's what I was thinking too. She's sending one of her thought premonitions through the force, but we still haven't seen that she's is aware of the force yet, how it works or anything. Of course, we've seen people just magically start using the force when they didn't know how, also.
Stressful situations.
So yeah, so that's our credits rolls scene was when the ship jumps to hyperspace and she's meditating. Credits roll. So this one was a little more exciting. Had the action and the firing and the burning down of stuff.
Yeah.
Don't know if gotcha. Pabu is going to recover much, but they probably will.
Yeah, be okay.
They recovered from that tsunami or whatever pretty well, so they should recover from this.
True.
Hopefully they'll be able to repair some of their ships, but I don't know. I think kind of like what CX2 said is, you know, he only destroyed what was needed. He didn't destroy everything.
Yeah, build new ones.
Yeah, so this was a weird one too. We didn't have Hemlock or Emery Carr in it, but we had pretty much everybody else, right?
Yep.
The Hazards and the kid clones and the other clones and Wanda Sykes. Everybody was there. B. Genoa.
Got some questions on this one, man. Got some questions.
Like what? Like what?
Well, okay. So the first thing is the glasses. So we you know, Tech falls. He's wearing glasses. They leave. How do they end up with the glasses? Like, you know, something had to happen. So.
Yeah, and I'm sure we never saw it, but I'm sure they maybe came back and did a manhunt for him and, you know, kind of thing. And probably gave up because, you know, they couldn't find him or whatever. Or someone else was coming. Go ahead.
Yeah. Second thing, we talked about this, I think, about two episodes before, but this CX2 dude is Tech. I'm convinced.
You think so?
But I have another theory if it's not him, because if it's not him, it's a clone of Crosshair.
Well, I think that all of those CX clones are, because they almost they sound exactly like, they have the same whispery, raspy voice and everything.
Well,
you just don't see them with a piece of, you know, grass in their teeth.
So I watched it. Yeah, I watched it, and then I actually watched this episode 3 times because I was like, wait a minute. So he actually has Crosshair's voice.
Yeah.
And I know it's the same voice actor. I mean, we get that, I get that, whatever. But purposely, there was some moments where he sounded like Crosshair.
Exactly like Crosshair.
There's 2 times where he sounds like Tech.
Huh.
As the agent. So... That's like an Easter egg of some kind. There has to be something here. There is something definitely Easter egg with this episode with him. Because, you know, what is it? D. Bradley Baker, is that his name?
Yep.
You know, he's not letting that voice out of character and, you know, unintentionally. So there's something going on here.
You would hope so, right? Yeah, and I have not held out hope that that Tech is gone either, because we never officially saw anything. We never saw him again.
Yep.
Usually in Star Wars, that means they're not dead. But, you know, they strangely enough, basically stopped looking for him.
Yeah.
And why would they do that? If he's still gone and they don't have a, you know, a body, why would they stop looking?
Why would you give up? Yep.
Because they don't leave anybody behind.
Yep.
That's one of their things. First being with a clone, but also their clone force 99 is even more stronger on that idea. So
yep.
I've always thought that he's going to come back at some point. And I've been looking forward to him coming back, but I don't know when. I hope it's not the last episode.
Even when he realizes it's her, like when he, you know, identifies her, like there's this kind of like pause, like he's like making a connection, you know, like, I don't know. There's something that we're going to, you know, in an episode or two, we're going to be like, ah, yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
So.
so I don't know if you picked it up from previous episodes when they first started talking about these CX clones. I think they mentioned that they have the ability to wipe their memories. So, like, they go on a mission and they can wipe their memory of the mission, and so they can't talk about it. So I'm wondering if that's what's also, if it's tech, that could be part of it. They wiped his memories, and he
Could
doesn't.
be.
And you know how they always do it in shows like this, you know, all shows, like someone gets, you know, wipes their memory or their amnesia or whatever, and then all of a sudden they remember everything later. So who knows?
Well,
Who
didn't
knows
get
what?
that clean. There was a spot or two.
We want you to give us feedback on everything we've talked about here. Rick's got some pretty good theories. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Do you have your own theories? So please send us feedback@kylejohansson.us. That's our first choice. Second choice is on the website. There's a link for feedback. It's a form you fill out and it comes to us. Number three is on Twitter, or the new X, they like to call it. At super_duper_pod, on the Blue Sky Network, which their logo is a butterfly. Number four, at Rebel Alliance Briefing Room, all one word. And we upload the audio and video to YouTube now. And there's a section on each of those where you can make comments. So we look forward to seeing those comments from you. And I think if things go well next week, we're going to have Scott on the show too. We've just kind of missed him a little bit last couple of times. He's doing this or that or whatever.
He's busy.
Couple of weeks ago, he had a dedication, a memorial dedication sign thing that he went to that, the orphanage that he was adopted from put up a memorial plaque basically stating this or whatever. And yeah, I don't know if you knew, but my friend Scott was adopted. Him and his brother
Yeah.
were adopted together.
Okay. I
Anyway.
did not know that, but I did know that they were adopted.
Yeah.
So he's kind of like Luke and Leia.
Exactly. He identifies very closely, maybe. I don't
Knew there was something about that
know. Except there's no, I don't think there's any force there.
Well, I don't know, because the last time he like moved my drink a little bit, so something there, I don't know.
Yeah. Every once in a while when he farts, it's pretty strong, so maybe that's part of the force too.
He's not here to hear that.
Well, who knows? He may listen to it. He says he listens to him
Hey,
at his
Scott.
work too.
Hey,
Yeah.
Scott, I'm trying to help you out here, man, but sorry, that was funny. I couldn't help that
I'm only teasing him because I know he wants to get back on here and defend himself, so.
Hold my finger. Hold my finger.
Yeah. All right. So, you got anything else? Is that the last word, you think?
Well, not really, but I don't know. I don't want to say it because I kind of want to see what happens the next episode. So I'm kind of, I no, I'm not gonna say anything else. I'll
All
probably regret
right.
it, but I won't. I'm
So, since we've done this before, I was going to say the name of the next episode, which is Juggernaut, which is usually a big ship, right?
Yeah.
Juggernaut.
Well, it's a big ship, and I don't know what the definition of juggernaut is. Like, usually it's
Something
like a
big.
complex and
Yeah.
big, right?
Yeah, so that's April 10th. And then I just want to kind of, right sizes here because we were talking about when it was going to end. We've got this after this last episode that we just reviewed, there's only four left. And I don't want to repeat the titles on all of them because they start to kind of spoil a little bit.
Yes, give some hints.
I will
Is
tell you
that right?
that this next one's called Juggernaut.
10th, 17th, 24th, and the first.
Yes. That's amazing that you can do that. I don't know if I could do that. Add seven like that every time. I don't know if I could do that.
Mayday, 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 Mayday. It'd
May
been cool.
1st and okay, so I'll give you Juggernaut, and then the one after that is called
Oh,
Into
no.
the Breach.
Don't spoil it. Okay, you've ruined it.
Into the Breach. Well, we've called him out before already on the show, so
I guess that's true. That's what we have said.
I'm not going to say the last two though, because those are more spoilery than the other.
Well, the last one we thought they changed the title, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I don't want to say it, because it kind of it's very revealing. And I don't know. I think, from what we've seen so far, I think they still had a way to track Omega. Even though she gave up her wrist thing and they didn't attach a thing, there's some other way that she's been able to figure out how to be tracked, because I think they're gonna start planning their attack on Tanis. And that's a whole different thing too. Is everybody gonna survive, or are we all gonna see everybody die? I don't know. We'll see, but
Well, that's the $25 million question is who makes it out of this at the
because
end? Because we know there's
that's
just
the
four episodes left.
then that's the end of the whole series. There's no more episodes. Only four
So
episodes left.
if they do make it though, the question is do they show up on other series?
Yeah. The only other way would be other series is maybe in a movie,
True.
which by the way, I didn't say it at the beginning, but the Mandalorian and Grogu movie has been officially booked for the year. I think it said November 2026.
Wait.
It's official, so it's no longer a rumor. It's official. So with that little tidbit, I'm gonna push the outro button.
Thank you for listening to the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room podcast.
Please visit our website where you can play current and past episodes. That's https://rabrkylejohansson.us. That's rabr.kylejohansson.us. On the left-hand side is a navigation menu. You can use this to learn how to load the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room podcast on your Android or Apple phone and tablet. And we have direct links to our podcast on Apple and Google Podcasts. Please participate by connecting to our social media, answering questions of the week, or submitting feedback directly from the site. Again, all of these are available at the Rebel Alliance Briefing Room website at rabr.kylejohansson.us. This podcast in no way is approved, sponsored, or owned by Lucasfilms Ltd., Disney, Disney Plus, or any of its subsidiaries. All opinions are solely owned by Kyle and or Scott, and in no way express the views or opinions of their past or present employers. Views and opinions are not supported or restricted by Lucasfilms, Ltd., Disney, Disney Plus, or any of its subsidiaries. Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or any or other use of this podcast and its affiliate sites without consent of Super Duper Podcast Network and its host is prohibited. I am Kyle Jones.
Hanson, and this is Andrew Scott Sutton. Say goodbye now.
He's not here today. It's just me and Rick today. So yay. That was our episode. We'll see you guys next week.
Can't wait.